Hey guys, welcome back to Film Frenzy. This is episode 2, and today we're going to talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, one of the best things going on in cinema, probably one of the best things that's ever gone off in cinema of all time. So let's get straight to it. But before we do, we have a voice message from someone called Macy, and she's left us this voice message. Spoke about it earlier, so, well, we're going to listen to it and see what she said.
I don't know what to say. Everyone should listen to Kane's podcast and follow him on everything and subscribe to his podcast and follow his podcast and listen to all his podcasts because he's a cool dude, you know.
So, yeah, thanks, Macy, for the message. You know, message is always great. But I really think you should take her advice. I mean, you know, follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, whatever it's called on whatever platform, app, service you're listening to this on. Go, follow, subscribe, listen. Once a week, maybe twice. You know, it's not got an actual schedule yet because I'm crazy and spontaneous like that. But yeah, I'm a cool dude as well. Cool dudes watch films, especially, you know, superhero ones. So yeah, we're going to talk about the MCU today. Basically, anything that started with Iron Man all the way up to Far From Home, the most recent entry. We're going to talk about them, we're going to rank them, and we're going to review the top 10 because the top 10 are obviously the best ones, in my opinion, and it is just my opinion, so I know you're probably going to hate me, especially for things that involve Guardians of the Galaxy and Civil War and Black Panther on this list, because I'm not huge fans of those films. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy it. This is my opinion, and just my opinion. Okay, so we're going to start off with what I think are the worst of the worst in the MCU, and that is in 23rd place, Thor: The Dark World. There's really not much at all to like about Thor: The Dark World. It's boring, you know, I think that's its biggest problem, too. It's boring, and it has a really bland villain that you don't really care about. So, yeah, it's just bad. I don't even see how it got like 66% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's just, in my opinion, it's really bad. Then in 22nd place, you have Thor. Now, Thor's an improvement, okay? It has some nice mythology that isn't even Marvel's. You know, it is based off of an actual myth. It has some nice mythology. Loki isn't at his best. And, you know, there are way too many angles in it. You know, the Dutch angles where it's just the camera on a tilt. That, no, I don't like it. Don't get me wrong, I really like a Dutch angle when it's used well, like in Stranger Things 3, in one of the episodes in that. Dutch angle's used great, but in this film, it's just overused and it gets boring. But it has some nice themes to it, you know, nice plot. Anyway, in 21st place, we have The Incredible Hulk. Now, I actually don't think this is a bad film. I never understand the hate with this film. Now, yeah, sure, it's way, way, way low at the bottom of this list, but It's not bad. It has some very good action. The final fight is just actually really good. You know, you have Abomination and Hulk battling it out. It's like a full-on boss fight, and it's great. But aside from that, the film is very slowly paced, and it's just a little too slow. Maybe adds a hint of that boringness to it. But those are my main problems with it. I actually like Edward Norton as the Hulk. I just feel like he's just nothing compared to Mark Ruffalo, who's introducing the Avengers, which we'll get to soon. But yeah, this is the bottom three, but, you know, there are things to be liked about each of these films. So, in 20th place, you have Iron Man 2. Now, I actually don't hate this film. I find it quite enjoyable. I think it gets way, way, way too much hate. It's an enjoyable film, but it barely has any action in it. You have the final action scene, you have the racetrack action scene, and to be honest, that's about it. There is more action in the film, but there are only three or four action scenes throughout a whole, what, two-hour film? You know, around that area anyway, like an hour, 45, 50 minutes. It's a long film, but not as long as the more recent films. So it feels boring, even though it's not. And it's way too overstuffed, but Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man is still great. You know, Iron Man will always be great. Happy just gets better, and Black Widow's introduced in the film pretty well. But like I said, you just have that Black Widow plot and the Avengers, like, set up. And that's one of the plot lines that just overstuffs this film. Anyway, 19th place, I have Captain America, the First Avenger. I don't like this film. Like, I know I like it more than the other four that are behind it, but I just don't. I don't like how they montage through World War II, and, you know, that's meant to be his big origin story. They montage through that, and I feel like they drag a little too much before he's injected with the serum, and, you know, you get before all of that. And then once that happens, you know, you have World War II, but it's montage through. And I feel like Red Skull is a pretty meh villain. And, I mean, it is pretty much an ad for the Avengers. Like, the whole thing, just so they had Captain America in the Avengers. Well, that's how it feels. Same with Iron Man 2, that just feels like an ad. You know, same with Thor, actually. Just everything after Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk, it all just feels like it's just set up for the future films. Like, nothing else. Not much thought's been put into it. Anyway, in 19th place, and I'm really sorry about this, is Avengers Age of Ultron. And it's 19th place because this, and I'm sorry about it, because it has potential. You know, I actually don't mind Ultron. I think he's an okay villain. He's just not executed the best. And I really like that they introduce Hawkeye's family. I love that. I love that whole part of the film. It slows it down. But, well, that's also a problem. I feel like this film is a lot slower than the first Avengers film. It just feels very slow. It feels toned down, even though it's meant to be an improvement upon the first. You know, it has some great action, though, and it's not horrible. It has some of that nice MCU humour sprinkled into it. It's just not the best. And our 18th place is Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I'm sorry, I really do not like this film. Compared to the first Guardians Galaxy film, which is a very hard thing to beat. I mean, that film was great. It's amazing. It's in the top 10, easily. You know, it just feels like the humour took a turn. The humour I don't find very funny. You know, the running joke in this film is Drax making fun of Mantis for how ugly she is and completely upsetting her, making her cry, and he's oblivious to it. I feel like it is kind of boring, and I know I've said that for the past of these films, but I do find this film quite boring, you know, but it does still have some laugh-out-loud moments. Wow, that was a voice crack. It still has those laugh-out moments that you enjoy, and there are parts of the film that are funny. You know, Baby Groot is great, but aside from all that, it can't save the film. It just cannot. Stuff like that, it balances out a bit, but it doesn't balance it out enough, you know. And then you also have the fact that you don't really have a character that you're rooting for, because, you know, Rocket and Star-Lord, they just seem like complete douchebags. Even Drax, throughout this whole film, you don't feel like you're rooting for those three characters anymore, because you can't like them with how they're being. And you have Rocket, who's like that in the first film, but Rocket, you know, he's sort of, you like him when he's like that, but now he's just this douche you really don't care for. So that's another problem with that. But up next is Black Panther in... another thing that I'm going to get hated for. I don't like Black Panther. Once again, I find it very boring. Even though it has some great action in the film, I don't dig the plot. You know, I just don't like Black Panther. It'd be great if this first film, like, fully centres around race. If that was as good as people say it is, if that was as good as, and if it deserved all the Oscar nominations that it got, you know, nominations for Best Picture, this film had it all set for it. But I just disagree with that. I don't think it's anywhere near as good as people say. I don't enjoy myself while watching this film, apart from that little thrill that I get from the action. I just don't, okay? I disagree with all the nominations it gets. In my opinion, it doesn't deserve them. But anyway, up next we have Captain Marvel. You know, this film isn't bad. It's just... This film, you know, it's very by the book, you know. It's someone who loses their memory, you learn it with them. It should be a simple thing for someone to write a story based upon, to make a film about such a basic plot. But they kind of mess it up. You know, you have this plot twist that I thought was kind of predictable, you know, with her mentor. I feel like that was kind of predictable from the start. And the villain is the best part about this film, Talos, and he's not even a villain, technically. So, yeah, and I feel like it's weirdly paced. You have these intense action sequences, and it just slows down a hell of a lot, down to where, like, you just have this investigation. And that just takes up a lot of the film. And then it picks back up again right near the end. I think it's just really weirdly paced. And another thing is that I feel like the acting isn't the best. I think Brie Larson gives it everything that she can with what she's given, but it's still not amazing. And I've heard that her friend and her daughter, the Rambos, are meant to be, you know, like the relief of the film. I don't think they are. So I don't see how. Yeah, it's just wildly not appreciated, really, is it? So yeah, and I've realised that I said I was gonna rank the top 10, review the top 10, but you know I'm ranking them all now. So whatever, who cares? But anyway, up next we have Ant-Man. Now I really really enjoy Ant-Man, and I just want to say that this top 14. I at least really like all of them. I might not love them, but I still like them a lot. So with Ant-Man, you know, I'd still give it like a 7 out of 10. I give all of these at least a 7 out of 10 going into this. Ant-Man is heartwarming. Paul Rudd is heartwarming. His daughter Cassie is heartwarming. You just love it. And it's very funny. It's the first heist film in the MCU. I think it's the only heist film from what I can remember. Yeah, it is. What do I mean? It is the first heist film. It tries something different, but it sort of repeats a lot of plot beats from Iron Man, not executed as well, and that's, you know, it's repetitive, and it's just not the good kind of repetitive. So yeah, that's all I have to say about Ant-Man. Up next we have, oh, I'm gonna get hated for this, like I'm gonna get hated for Black Panther and Guardians of the Galaxy. It's Captain America Civil War. And yeah, I know, people view this as one of the best Marvel films, but I don't see it. I really love the action. It has some of the best action in the whole MCU, I'm not going to lie. I really love the action. And I don't know why, I just don't love this film. I love the introduction of Spider-Man. I love the introduction of Black Panther. I like Black Panther more in this film than I do in his own film. I love what they were going for. And I really love the whole, like, government plot. I think it's great, and it tackles some great stuff for a film that's going to be widely watched by kids. I just don't dig it, and that's just my opinion. There's not anything bad with this film. I just find it quite, not boring, but boring at the same time. And I know that makes no sense, but that is my opinion. That's why I said at the start of this, it's my opinion, because a lot of people love this, I just really don't. So these next 12 films, I at least think are great. And start off those 12 films is Ant-Man and the Wasp. I feel like this builds upon the first Ant-Man film by adding more humour, more heart, more of Cassie, more of Paul Rudd being great. You know, and then you have Michelle Pfeiffer as the Wasp, and I think she's great. You have more of Hank Pym, who I really like. You know, the Wasp gets it on action, Hope Van Dyne. And I feel like there is more. Well, there's not more action, but the action's better. I just think everything that was about Ant-Man was toned up and was better in this film. And then number 11, we have Doctor Strange. I really, really like Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch is great in the film. So is the woman who plays the Ancient One. So I think everyone who's in this film gives a good performance. You know, I'm sorry, I forgot the woman's name and I really don't want to try and pronounce it if I don't know it perfectly, but it has some great action, it has some great visual effects, it sets up the multiverse, which a lot of people actually seem to forget about at this point, but it sets up the multiverse, sets up, not steps up. And yeah, I think it adds some great world building. I wish there was more of Dormammu in this film, but speaking of Dormammu, we have the Dormammu I've Come to Bargain scene, that's great. Like I said, some great performances, great action, really, really like Doctor Strange. Now, for number 10, we have Iron Man 3, and I know this is another controversial opinion because a lot of people have this right near the bottom of the list, but I really, really, really like Iron Man 3. I think it's really good. I think it has some great laughs. I think it has some really great action, and I just really like it. You know, I don't see why everyone hates it. And yeah, it's a Christmas film. There's an Iron Man Christmas film. Anyway, for number 9, we have Spider-Man Homecoming. Now, I really like Homecoming, but I feel like there are films better than it in the MCU. I think it's a great coming-of-age story, and I feel like Tom Holland is the best on-screen live-action Spider-Man. Even though I like a lot of other Spider-Man films more than this, I say that like I hate it. I don't. I love it. But yeah, it's got some great action. It's got some great heart, some great performances, you know. I really like Homecoming. But in number 8, we have Spider-Man Far From Home, which is a sequel. And I feel like this builds upon all of that. It has MJ, which I like more of a love and more of as a love interest than more than I thought Liz was in Homecoming. I feel like there's more chemistry between Zendaya and Tom Holland in this film. Tom Holland and Zendaya are great again. Have more Ned. Ned is going out with Betty now, and that's just great. You know, I love it. I love that. I just don't like how they play off Endgame's events as a joke at the start of the film. That's my main gripe with it. And I feel like it's a little slow right up until... when the film picks up, let's say that before. Without spoiling anything. Great twist, great villain. Amazing villain, actually. Great sequence, like great trip sequence midway through the film, like to the end of the second act. Very good film. In seventh place, why am I repeating myself, is Thor Ragnarok. I really like Ragnarok. My main problem, I'm just going to get this out of the way, is that I feel like some of the more emotional, powerful moments that don't need humour in does have that humour in, and it sort of distracts from it, but it doesn't much. I really like the film. It has some of the best humour in the MCU. Taika Waititi completely saves the Thor franchise in the MCU, and I like Thor more like this, even though he's a bit dopey. But you can live with that. And in sixth place, we have Iron Man. The original Iron Man, the film that started the MCU, is still one of its best. I think Robert Downey Jr. is great. I feel like Jon Favreau cracked that directing. And if those two didn't work together well to make this film, then we wouldn't have the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And it has some great action. I feel like there's a great story. You know, you have this billionaire who thinks he's bigger, he's larger than life. Then he gets kidnapped by terrorists, and it's this big turning point. He reevaluates his career. You know, he wants to build it to use help to help people rather than end wars, start wars, whatever. You know, I think it's a great story, and his story from now till Avengers Endgame is the best character arc in the MCU. So yeah, and in fifth place is Guardians of the Galaxy. Love, love, love the first Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, it's funny, it has those emotions, it blends comedy and emotions so well, better than most other Marvel films. And there's some great performances, you know, Chris Pratt nails it. Groot isn't a performance, you know, it's three words, but they're cracked so well, and there's so much, four words, actually. You know, it's great. I really, really love this film. I actually don't mind Ronan. He's not a good villain, but he's not a bad one. He's an okay one, and I feel like he's very hated in some parts of the community, and I don't see it. But now into the top four, and in a way, I wish this top four could all be in first place, especially my top two picks, but no. In fourth place, I have Avengers Assemble, or The Avengers as it was marketed around the rest of the world. You know, it's great. When this film came out, it was revolutionary. It was the first, like, big superhero team-up film. It was an amazing superhero team-up film. You know, it would have been right at the top until the three films I'm going to talk about in a minute were released. You know, it's great. It's got some awesome action. Loki, I actually don't mind this film. So if you don't know, I'm not a massive fan of Loki, but I like Loki as the villain in this film. I love Iron Man. I love that they brought in Iron Man's humour, Captain America's seriousness, and then Thor's mythology. They smashed it into one, recast Hulk with Mark Ruffalo, and I think he's great. Mark Ruffalo is the best Hulk by far. And then you have Black Widow brought back, and then you have Hawkeye, who's developed as a villain and then comes back to his normal state. It's great. I really, really love Avengers Assemble, and you know, it leads into the PTSD that Iron Man suffers from in Iron Man 3, and that is referenced in Avengers Infinity War, which we'll also get to in a second. But yeah, then in third place, this excellent film, what was the best film in the MCU up until Infinity War and Endgame came out, because if you haven't guessed, those are my next two picks. It's great. Captain America the Winter Soldier. It's an amazing film, It's got amazing action. It's got an awesome performance from Chris Evans. This film made me like Captain America, even though Civil War took him back down again for me. You know, I really like Captain America in this film, and it has some great action, like I've said. Samuel L. Jackson plays a great role as Nick Fury again. Scarlett Johansson is great as Black Widow again. It's a very, very good film, and it's like a 70s thriller. You know, it doesn't feel like a Marvel film. If someone told you that Marvel films were just for kids, then show them this film, because it's really not. it's got some serious themes about espionage and the government being secret and being taken over by this evil company known as Hydra. It's very good. I recommend it. Even if you don't like Marvel films, just watch it as an action thriller. You'll love it. And now, I don't have a second or first place because these next two films I like to think as a tied. That's Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame. Now, I'm going to go Infinity War first. That's part one of this two-film part thing. I really struggled to let this top Endgame, so this is why they're tied. But this film is amazing. It brings up all the characters together. It actually brings together a lot of plot lines and calls back to a lot of the films. I didn't think they'd be able to add more callbacks and references and, you know, like, just anything like that in Endgame, but they did. The characters are great. You know, it has this plot. Finally, Thanos, who's been teased in the first Avengers film and the second Avengers film, the Guardians films, you know, Thanos is this almighty villain, and he's actually the main character of Infinity War in a way. You know, you see him, and you can see where he's coming from. He has this great motivation. He just wants the world, he wants the universe to function properly. He wants it to thrive. He wants it to have more resources by killing half of the universe, which is a bad intention, but you can see why he's doing it in the film, and that's great. It has an amazing soundtrack score. You know, the Avengers theme song will get stuck in your head from listening to just the score in general will get stuck in your head after watching this film. It's got the best score in the MCU. Like I said, great characters. Robert Downey Jr., Tom Holland, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans even. They all smash it. I think Mark Ruffalo and Benedict Cumberbatch also play great roles in the film. I love everyone in this film. I like Captain America in this film. They redeemed him from Civil War for me. But, yeah, he's a lot better in Endgame, which we'll talk about. But, yeah, Endgame. Now, Endgame is the culmination of every film in the MCU that came before it. 22 films shoved into 3 hours, and the 3 hours just goes by in, like, what feels like an hour. You know, you have, how can I talk about this film without spoilers? Tear-jerking, extremely emotional ending with, that phrase that starts and ends a saga. You also have great performances. I agree. I think Robert Downey Jr. should get an Oscar for his role in Avengers Endgame. I really wish it would get Best Picture, but I just know that it won't. This film deserves so many awards. So did Infinity War. I was amazed that only got, nominated for visual effects or something, which I thought was stupid. It needed more awards than that. This definitely, if Infinity War didn't get any, then Endgame needs to. If it doesn't, then I'm pretty sure that I'll rage and not care about films. I want it to get at least 2 nominations. 3 if it could. You know, it's a great film. It's directed expertly by the Russo brothers, Jaron Anthony. It's just very good. I don't know how you could not like Endgame. Unless, you know, you haven't seen the Marvel films. That's the thing, it's a lot of fan service rather than just making a film that can be enjoyed by everyone. You pretty much have to have watched the previous 21 films. The previous 21 films to understand Avengers Endgame, and that's its only problem in my eyes. It's great, it doesn't feel like 3 hours. Great plot that I can't go into without spoiling the film. Well, I know the spoiler ban's lifted, it was lifted ages ago, but if there's someone out there that hasn't seen the film, I don't want to spoil it for them. So, yeah, in any way, great. Thanos is great again. So, yeah. I mean, I say Thanos is great again, but his intentions are a little generic in this film. I still love him. That final fight is, 29, half an hour long? It's a long fight, but it doesn't fit. It goes by fast because you're so overwhelmed in a good way by everything that's happening on screen. Great final fight, great film in general, just really, really love this film. Hope it gets awards for what it's done. It's groundbreaking. It's just awesome. Go and watch it. That's why Infinity War and Endgame are my top films on the list. It's why they're the top films in the MCU. It's why they're some of the best films ever made. Really, really love these films. I love the whole MCU in general. You know, there are like a third of the films that could not exist and I wouldn't care too much, but you know, they all build into this great plot. Captain Marvel's underused, but that's only a minor thing. please, thanks for watching. But before we finish, we have another message from Robert Gillies. So let's listen to that, let's respond to that, and we'll end it. Sorry if this ran over again. Hope it didn't. I hope you enjoyed. Thanks.
Hello, El Maco Fillet. I've discovered the voice message, so hello.
Also, I don't think that you should include Robert in your podcast because I'm way better than Robert, so like, lol.
There you have it. Rob is making a poor attempt at Spanish and Macy clearly hates Rob. Great beef, great comedy to end the podcast, you know? But keep in mind, we're all friends around here and we're all friendly about each other's opinions, right, guys? Positivity. Anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you next week with another episode looking at Star Wars films that I'm not the biggest fan of, but there are some gems in it. Thanks, guys. I'll see you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.